This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Sefelchen Isruchag. Let me begin by sharing with you a question of Toisvis Imsachim on Daf Kuf Beis, and that will segue us into the subject of Isruchag. It's a brief topic. The Toisvis Imsachim and Arvei Psachim Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Toisvis wants to know when Matzoi Shabbos goes into Yom Tif. So we know we do Yak Nahaz, Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, right? Yak Nahaz Man. So the question is, what happened to Besamim? Do we make Besamim when Matzoi Shabbos goes into Yom Tif? So Tosfos says, "Amashein Masker Besamim Perush Rashbam the Tam Besamim Mishum Ibn Neshama Yisera." Why do we smell Besamim? Because we lose the Neshama Yisera. Over Yom Tif Namika Neshama Yisera. Why would you have to smell Besamim on Shabbos going into Yom Tif? Yom Tif must have, you know, Shama Yisera. So why would you need to smell Besamim? Fine, that's Tosfos quoting the Rashbam. Frek Tosfos V'kasha Dim Kein B'Matzoi Yom Tif. If in fact Yom Tif has Neshama Yisera, then Matzoi Yom Tif Amai Loi Takinu Besamim. Why is there no Besamim? If Yom Tif has Neshama Yisera, as evident from the fact that when Shabbos goes into Yom Tif, you don't smell Besamim because Yom Tif has Neshama Yisera, you should smell Besamim when you take leave of Yom Tif. Lekach nira, therefore Tosfos says no. Be Yom Tif leka neshama yisera. Yom Tif, there's no neshama yisera. That's why you don't smell besamim on the outtake of Yom Tif. So why don't you smell besamim Matzoi Shabbos going into Yom Tif if Yom Tif doesn't have neshama yisera? The reason is because instead of besamim, you have another thing to keep yourself happy, and that's the food of Yom Tif. So in other words, the Yom Tif does not have Neshama Yisera. That's why you don't smell Besamim when Yom Tif leaves. So why don't you smell Besamim Shabbos going into Yom Tif? V'hacha in masker Besamim Yisham desimchas Yom Tif v'achilo shtia mayal k'may Besamim. But let's go back to the question. The question is like it's like a paradox. Does Yom Tif have Neshama Yisera? Does it not? If it has, you should smell Besamim when Yom Tif is over. And if it doesn't, then why don't you smell Besamim Yak Nahaz Shabbos going into Yom Tif? So, you know, does it have, does it not have? So Tosfos holds, Yom Tif does not have Neshama Yisera. Yitaka can eat more on Yom Tif. Why don't you smell Besamim Shabbos going into Yom Tif? The food that you eat counts in lieu of Besamim. So we're going to offer a different, an alternative to Tosfos. I'm going to tell you the pshat of Rav Levi Yitzchak of Arditchev. He has a little bit of a lamda shepshat. And in doing so, we'll get an understanding, what is Isruchag? Question is, what is Isruchag? Who decided there's something called Isruchag? What is it? Where does it come from? We know in Halo we say, Isruchag ba'avoysim ad karnois hamizbeach. Says Gemara in Sukkah, Amem hei amar beiz, Amar Rab Yirmiya mishum Rab Shim ben Yochai, Rab Yochanan mishum Rab Shimon hamachuzi, mishum Rab Yochanan hamakusi, Kol ha'oisa isur l'chag ba'achila ushtia. Anyone who makes an isur for Yom Tif by eating and drinking. Isur means naguda, tying. Anyone who ties the Yom Tif with eating and drinking. Mala olav akasov, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu banam mizbeach, as if he built an altar. V'hikrav olav carbon, and he brought a carbon. Shenemar, isru chag ba'avoisim ad karnos hamizbeach. So the question is, what does it mean, make a tie to the Yom Tif? So Rashi says, "Ba'achilush yishakoyre lechag oineg b'machal mishif." You eat nice, good foods on Yom Tif, so you attach yourself to the Yom Tif with gishmaka essen. Then it's considered like you built a mizbeach and you brought a carbon. So according to the first pshat of Rashi, this has nothing to do with the day after Yom Tif. It's attaching yourself to the Yom Tif with oineg on Yom Tif. Interesting. There is no mitzvah of oineg on Yom Tif. The mitzvah of Yom Tif is simcha. There's no mitzvah of oineg. But if you sort of add to your requirement, and not only simcha, but also oineg, then it's considered like you built a mizbeach and you brought a carbon. V'yeshoimrim, yom shala achar achag. Some say it means the day after after Yom Tif. Now, it comes out then that the whole concept of Isru Chag is only a yeshoimrim in Rashi. But Lamaisa, the Mechaber paskins like the Ramah paskins like it. The Ramah brings down the minog is we don't fast on the day after Yom Tif. based on the second shot in this Rashi, that anyone who eats and drinks on the day after Yom Tov, basically you're tying yourself to Yom Tov. You're connecting yourself to Yom Tov. Yom Tov is over, but you don't want to let it go. You want to connect yourself to the Yom Tov. Anyone who does that, it's as if they built a mizbeach and were makriv a carbon. So what's the lumness of this? What's the pshat of this? There's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Chav Tes says, the simcha of Yom Tov, when you're mechavin l'shem shamayim, what's the ikar simcha of Yom Tov? The achilas shamei simcha. And if you're able to move your soul, to tie yourself to HaKadosh Baruch with the simcha of the achilas habasar, that's a very high madrega. Now, the shlamim is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So when you brought that shlamim on the last day of Yom Tov, you could still eat it the day after. So technically speaking, the day after Yom Tov has a kesher to Yom Tov itself. How? Because the eating of the shlamim of the last day of Yom Tov is still the time frame, still extends itself to the day after Yom Tov. So this is considered a very novel pshat, that the concept of Isru Chag is that the achila of the shlamim, even though Yom Tov is over, but you could still eat it. It's nechal l'shnei yamim. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz in a Sefer Sar Ha'elef also says, since the Shlomim is eaten l'shnei yamim, mistama every day of Yom Tov they were makriv karbanos, and you could still eat it. Therefore, you're not allowed to fast. So now it would come out, according to this reason, Isru Chag would apply Sai to Pesach, Sai to Sukkos, Sai to Shavuos. You could bring karbanos Shlomim on every Yom Tov. Okay, so now let's get a little bit up Pimach Shava. What's the concept of Isru Chag? So, I found an article printed in one of the Yeshurun journals, Rav Chaim Yitzchak Parosh of Yerushalayim, and he published this elsewhere as well, that he brings down Pashup Shat. It's like Shemini Hatzeres. It's like, Kasha Alai Predaschem. If a person enjoyed the Yom Tov and really was elevated on Yom Tov, how can you say, oh, Yom Tov is over? Okay, the second Yom Tov is over. Let me, you know, take everything off the kitchen counters and go to the pizza store and get cereal and it's over. Baruch Hashem, it was only 8 days. But if a person really felt an elevation from Yom Tov, they want to connect to the Yom Tov as much as possible. So the concept of Isru Chag would be to show the Ribbono Shel Olam that, you know, we're not done with it. We're not finished with it. But he brings down a few very very meaningful ideas. First, he quotes the Menorah Hamar. Menorah Hamar was, believe, one of the Rishonim. He says that the concept of rejoicing after the Yom Tov is kedei shela yira atzmai kiilu katz b'haitza shahaitzi b'mayed. You know, for many people, Yom Tov is very expensive. And not only is it expensive, it's many people feel drained by Yom Tov. Yom Tov is so hard. How many days? 2 days? I wish I lived in Eretz Yisrael. It only, you know, people get, but that's really not the proper attitude. People should be, I wish it was a 3-day Yom Tov. People should be enjoying the Yom Tov. People should be licking their chops. They shouldn't be saddened by the expense of Yom Tov. So by adding a day, Isru Chag, by tying yourself to the Yom Tov, the Lashon HaMenorah Samara, you're tying yourself with the chains of love, that you're sad to see it go. So that shows to the Ribbono Shel Olam that you really are connected and really attached to the Yom Tov. Then he brings a Chassam Sofer in the Torah Moshe and Parshas Pinchas, incredible pshat. Says the Chassam Sofer, I once saw this Chassam Sofer, but I just saw these lines. I was looking up a subject of Simcha, so I saw these lines of the Chassam Sofer, but I didn't see the context of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says a tremendous thing. What is more important, the mitzvah itself, or the Simcha that you feel from doing the mitzvah? The Lashon of Chassam Sofer is, Yadua, it's known, Shesimcha she'adam sameach ba'asiyas ha'mitzvah, hu yoyser mi'mitzvah gufa. The joy a person has from a mitzvah is greater than the mitzvah itself. V'yesh schar ala simcha yoyser mischar shel mitzvah atzma. So here Yigav is shaking his lulav. And he's doing it b'simcha. He will be rewarded more for the simcha that he has than for the mitzvah itself. Every time a person does a mitzvah, they're mechuyav l'smayach, that they were zoicha to be mekayim the mitzvah. Like the Chassam Sofer says, Shir HaShirim. The song is that you're zoicha to sing Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's pshat Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios. What's the pshat? In Eretz Yisrael, you could keep a Yom Tov. Big deal. Well, what do you think? You know, it's our land. It's our territory. course you're zaycheh to keep the Yom Tov. It's not a big deal. The simcha required to keep a Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael is not as big of a deal as the simcha one should have if there's zaycheh to keep a Yom Tov in Chutz Aretz. You're living in Chutz Aretz, you're living among the goyim, you're living in persecution, and you're zaycheh to keep a Yom Tov. That warrants another day to rejoice that you're zaycheh to keep Yom Tov. Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios, says the Chassam Sofer. If you're zoicheh to keep Yom Tov in Galos, what a privilege! You know how many Yidden would have given anything to be zoicheh to keep a Yom Tov in Galos? Imagine World War II, World War I, pogroms, persecution. Can you imagine how happy a Yid would have been if they could have prava Pesach Seder like we prava in America? They probably would have made another Yom Tov to celebrate. Exactly. Pshat in Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios is if you're zoicheh to keep Yom Tov in Galos, it requires, you should make a Yom Tov about that. Says the Chassam Sofer, in Eretz Yisrael, Taka, they should be besimcha if they're zoicheh to keep Yom Tov. For them, all they need is Isruchag. For them, an Isruchag is a good enough Yom Simcha that they're zoicheh to keep the Yom Tov. In Chutz La'aretz, it's not enough. We need to make a Yom Tov that we're zoicheh to keep a Yom Tov. And Taka, and if we're zoicheh to celebrate that we kept the Yom Tov, for that we need an Isruchag. So the concept of Isruchag is a day of celebration that Baruch Hashem we were zoicheh to be mekayim a Yom Tov. Beautiful thought. You know, today we should be thinking, according to the Sam Sofer, actually yesterday we should have been thinking, yesterday, at least we'll know for Shavuos, I wasn't aware of this. I must admit. You know, I wish I knew this. I wish I knew that on the second day of Yom Tov, it's a day of celebrating Baruch Shezachinu Lachgoig HaYom Tov. I can't wait until Shavuos, you know. I can't wait to have the second day of Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Isruchag is that you're zoicheh to keep the Yom Tov as well, and especially Yom Tov Sheini Shel Galios. I guess the Isruchag would then connect back for us to Yom Tov Sheini. That we're zoicheh to have a Yom Tov to celebrate the Yom Tov. I guess. That's Chassam Sofer. Yeah, I mean, the Gemara says that if you connect to Yom Tov, ba'achilo shtia, doesn't mean you have to wash. But You should have, look, you know, I don't disappoint you, you know. Then he brings down the... They're deprived. It's not as big of a simcha. It comes out, according to some surfer, it's a bigger simcha to keep Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. But some of that's why people live here, you know? Such a simcha to keep Yom Tov. Okay. Then B'nai Yisaschar brings a reason. The Ramban says on Shir HaShirim, Im ta'iru, es ho'ava ad she'techpats. Literally, if you're aroused, if you're inspired, until you desire. The Ramban, a famous Ramban, writes, any time a person is inspired, it's fleeting, it will dissipate, unless you channel your inspiration into a tangible mitzvah. In other words, if a person feels a hisoirus, that they're inspired by a drasha, by a speech, by an event, by a moment, they need to be mekava on themselves, a tangible mitzvah. Otherwise, the inspiration will just dissipate. You need to put it into a chefetz, ad she'techpats. So the B'nai Yisaschar writes in the Igor de Perka, we're inspired through Yom Tov, we have inspiration through Yom Tov, but it's just going to dissipate, it's going to fall away. Therefore, we channel our inspiration into trying to do something into Isruchag. Isruchag is the chefetz into which we channel our inspiration. He brings from the Chiddush Arim in the Shas, just Bikurei Shloimayim, Psicha Isyotes. It's called Isruchag. Klal Yisrael and Yom Tov are Nisale B'Kedusha Rabba, and they have many Gehoivin of thoughts, many lofty thoughts, and we're afraid we're going to forget everything, and therefore we need to connect ourselves to it and tie ourselves to it through Isruchag. Rav Simcha Bunami Parshischa said, if you have a weaver, if you have a tailor knows that after you sew something, you have to tie a knot, otherwise everything unravels. Isruchag is the tying. Whatever you gained on Yom Tov, you have a special day sort of to tie things up so that you don't lose everything that you gained. And finally, Shlomo Zalman Orbach is brought in the Halicha Shloimoi. Isruchag is Kein, what the Gemara says, that the Chassidim Harishayim, after they daven, they waited an hour. What were they doing for an hour? They're sort of integrating and taking in all of the levels that they achieved through their tefillah. So too, on Isru Chag, also, we don't go straight to the Chol. We have a day to integrate and to try to hold on to all of the elevation that we're zoicha to on Yom Tov. Okay, let's come back to Taisvis. Let me tell you Shemi Shmuel, and then we'll come back to Taisvis. Shemi Shmuel says, what's the concept of Yom Tov Sheni? Yom Tov Sheni. So he says like this. In the spiritual world and in the physical world, you always need a middleman. You always need a in-between. Between, if you have two extremes, you always need something in between as like a medium between them. So for example, you can't just go straight into Yom Tov. The light of Yom Tov is so brilliant, is so powerful, you can't just go from the weak into Yom Tov. In fact, the Chiddush HaRim says, the light of Yom Tov comes from the Ar HaGanos. It's almost blinding. It's called Yom Tov. Tov as Vayar HaLekim as Ha'or Ki Tov. So what's the in-between between the Chol and Yom Tov? The medium, the Emtsoi, is the Hachana. The Hachana of Kedusha. All the hard work and the Tirda, and certainly going into Pesach, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of sweat, it's a lot of Hachanos. That Tirda de Mitzvah is the Emtsoi between the Chol and Yom Tov. But what about on the way out? So maybe people would say there's a lot of Hachana on the way out also, you know, you have to undo, take down. Could be, but that's not a Mitzvah, that's, you know. So he says the Hachana is, the in-between is Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios. Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios is like the in-between. Meaning, he says, like, in Eretz Yisrael, we're on a higher level, so Isru Chag alone is enough of a in-between to take us from the Yom Tov to the week. But Nebuch in the Golos, where our Chol is so low, so we need, we can't just go from Yom Tov to Isru Chag. We go from Yom Tov to Yom Tov Sheni to Isru Chag to the Chol. Okay, so here's the grand finale. We're going to give a different answer to Tosfos in Psachim. Tosfos asked me, Manav Shach, does Yom Tov have Neshama Yisera? Does Yom Tov not have? If it has, you should make Besamim Matzah Yom Tov. If it doesn't have, you should make Besamim Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tov. Says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Bar Dichov in the Kedushas Levi, Avada and Avada, Yom Tov has Neshama Yisera. Not like Tosfos. So why don't you smell Besam and Matzah Yom Tov? Because there's a difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yom Tov. The Kedusha of Shabbos is Hashem is Mekadesh to Shabbos. It comes min HaShamayim. It comes and it leaves. There's nothing to do, nothing you could do to bring it sooner. There's nothing you could do to hold on to it. Yeah, there's Tosefa Shabbos. But if somebody violates Shabbos on Tosefa Shabbos, they're not Chayv Skila. That's like a man-made Shabbos. It's not the real Shabbos. The real Shabbos, it comes at Shkia and it leaves the next day, Tzeis HaKachavim. You can't hang on to it. It's depressing. You need to smell the Besamim. When it comes to Yom Tov, who creates the Kedusha of Yom Tov? It's Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. We create the Yom Tov. If we create the Yom Tov, you don't have to smell Besamim. Why? Because we could hang on to it a little bit longer. V'Haraya, says Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, there's something called Isru Chag. You could tie yourself to the Yom Tov. Why isn't there Isser Shabbos? Because you can't tie yourself to Shabbos. Shabbos comes, Shabbos leaves. There's no Isru Shabbos. However, Yom Tov, since you could tie yourself, you don't have to smell Besamim, because Yom Tov has not dissipated completely. You still have the ability to connect to the Yom Tov. And if we're Zoicha, as the Gemara says, Kol Ha'oise Isur L'Chag, anyone who connects himself to Yom Tov, Ba'chilo Shtia, Mala Olav HaKosov, Ki'ilu Bono Mizbeach, Behikrev Olav Karbon, according to the second Pshat in Rashi, that this refers to the day after Yom Tov, Shavuot, Takah B'Zoicha. Nothing will happen if you eat a little bit extra today. You'll start the diet tomorrow. And this way, we'll have the great Zechus, Ki'ilu Hikriv Karbon, Ki'ilu Bana Mizbeach. Rav Yisai, thanks for coming. Afrei Lechen Isru Chag.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.